According to the annual survey by the U.S. government, drug use is on the rise among 8th and 10th graders, and the drugs of choice are marijuana and tobacco. The rates of drug use are still far below those in the 1970s, but public health officials say they're concerned about the upward trend. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
For 22 years, the federal government has been tracking drug use among teenagers. Today, Health and Human Services Secretary Donna Shalala released the latest figures, and she says they aren't good.
The survey shows that substance abuse among young teens continues to rise in 1996, especially tobacco and marijuana, and that alcohol use also remains unacceptably high in this country.
The trend is clear among 8th and 10th graders. For example, 11% of 8th graders reported smoking marijuana recently, up from 9% last year. And cigarette smoking continues a sharp increase in this young age group. 10% of 8th graders say they smoke every day, and twice as many say they had a cigarette within 30 days of the survey. Alcohol use was also up among 8th graders. Nearly 10% of the children in that grade said they'd been drunk sometime in the past 30 days, while 1% of 8th graders say they drink every day. Lloyd Johnston from the University of Michigan, who conducted the study, says these trends mirror the perceptions that children have about these drugs.
More young people are seeing them as not being dangerous, and that's been going on during this increased phase of the 90s. And they come to see drugs as less disapproved by their peers. Peer norms have been weakening. And in the past, we've shown these to be very critical factors in driving whether kids do or don't use drugs.
There is some good news buried in these trends, Johnston notes. Children perceive glue sniffing and LSD as more dangerous, and accordingly, use of these drugs is on the decline. The survey found little change in the use of other addictive drugs, such as cocaine and heroin. And among high school seniors, there were no significant trends, even in tobacco and marijuana use. In addition, the rate of alcohol-related car accidents among teenagers has recently declined. Johnston notes that cigarettes and marijuana, on the other hand, are becoming increasingly popular in all sorts of teenagers, boys, girls, from cities, from suburbs, north and south.
This suggests in turn that it must be broad cultural influences that are leading to these increases. They're not just in one part of the country or one type of city, or even one ethnic group. I think for cigarettes, the two most likely that come to mind are the advertising and promotion of cigarettes, which as of the last data available had reached $6 billion per year. That was in 93. In 90, it was only $4 billion. So it rose 50% in a three-year period. And also the depictions of smoking in the media, which have become, especially in film, have become very widespread.
Federal health officials are using these findings to support a crackdown on tobacco advertising and promotion, which was announced by President Clinton in August. These new regulations are supposed to be phased in starting in February, though the tobacco industry has vowed to fight them. This is Richard Harris in Washington.